This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime.
You don't want to commit any crimes here, do you? So don't rush. Don't rush away. Because this program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, has just started. And if you rush, you might miss exactly what's going to come up between now and noon today. So, here we are. And how are you? If you are listening on your radio, you are listening on one or two frequencies that we have here in Hawke's Bay. We have got 104.7 FM. Yes, we do. We do. Honestly, we do. And we have another one, which I don't think a lot of people live in. You don't, a lot of people don't listen, I think, on our AM. Most people, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, let's get on then. Here we are. We've had a little bit of an introduction and if you are living anywhere outside this local area, or you are living overseas, you can pick up any program on Radio Hawke's Bay, including this one, by taking your smart device, selecting a search engine, and then typing in www.radiohawksbay.org.nz. Yes, our website comes up, and that website tells you everything you need to know about this radio station. I'll give you more information after 11 o'clock this morning. Okay? Good. Right. Now, regular listeners always know that the first track that we have was the track that I played last week, and we only got a few bars from it. Now, I'm going to bring this track for you in full today. When I was about 9 years of age, I was struggling to play a trumpet. And one of my heroes at that time was a trumpeter and bandleader called Buck Clayton. And I still remember having saved all my pennies from doing odd jobs and various other things, and I bought a second-hand long-playing disc called the Buck Clayton All-Stars. Yes, that was my first LP. Now, in 1989, Stash Records released an album called Buck Clayton and His Swing Band - A Swinging Dream. So, if you're a big band fan, you're going to enjoy the track I've selected, where the band play Buck's composition, an arrangement of a tune he called Margot. Now, let me tell you, Margot. He spelt it M-A-R-G-A-U-X, Margot, okay? So, it's a fairly long, it's a seven-minute track, because, don't forget, it was meant to be played last week at the end of the show. But anyway, here we go, first track of this week, and we have the Buck Clayton and his swing band playing for us a tune called Margot, M-A-R-G-A-U-X. Ooh, and it's live. We'll be right back. Now, that was a happy introduction to the show this week, wasn't it? Hey, 1989 recording by Stash Records, and it featured the Buck Clayton and his swing band, and the album was called A Swinging Dream. And the tune that Buck Clayton wrote, it's spelled M-A-R-G-A-U-X. You probably would... I don't know. Maybe you say Margot. Anyway, that was it, and it was a toe-tapper. And it was a great way to start the show this week, wasn't it? Oh, by the way, when I was doing my introduction, I was saying things like, oh, I don't think a lot of people listen on AM anymore. And then I forgot to give you the frequency. So 104.7 FM, 1431 AM are the two frequencies you can get locally on your old steam radios. Moonlight in Vermont is a song about the United States state of Vermont. It was written by John Blackburn and Carl Zusdorf, published in 1944. This is the one where the lyrics do not rhyme, but it doesn't matter because it's a great song. Have a listen how Frank Sinatra covered this song in his 1958 studio Capitol Records album called Come Fly With Me. And, of course, Frank sang the song regularly. But enjoy Frank Sinatra's 1958 recording of Moonlight in Vermont.
Pennies in a stream falling leaves a sycamore moonlight in Vermont I see finger waves ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables they sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. Telegraph cables, how they sing down the highway, and they travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the summer breeze, the warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight in Vermont, moonlight.
Now, if you didn't like that, then it's simple. Then you don't like ice cream. That's a saying that Frank Sinatra actually used on one of his TV shows. And he sang, I can't remember what song he sang, but he did sing a song. And he said at the end of it, and if you don't like that, you don't like ice cream. Moonlight in Vermont was the song, written in 1944 by John Blackburn, who wrote the lyrics, and Carl Zeusdorf, who wrote the music. And the recording that you heard was the one that Frank made for his 1958 Capitol album called Come Fly With Me. Oh, heck, why don't we have another Frank Sinatra? Yeah, let's have another Frankie Boy, shall we? A Foggy Day. Song composed by George and Ira Gershwin. The song was introduced, of course, by Fred Astaire in the 1937 film called A Damsel in Distress. And this recording that you're about to hear of Frank Sinatra singing A Foggy Day is the one that Frank made on his Capitol Records album, which is called Songs for Young Lovers. So here's Frank Sinatra. I tell you what, driving across here from Napier this morning into Hastings, it wasn't foggy, but it was quite misty. But anyway, here's old Blue Eyes with A Foggy Day.
A foggy day in London town had me low, had me down. I view the morning with alarm. The British Museum has lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed. Suddenly I saw you there,
And in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere. A foggy day in London town, it had me low, and it also had me down. I looked at the morning with much alarm. The British Museum, it lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles, they hadn't passed. For suddenly I saw you there, and in foggy London town, the sun was shining everywhere.
Two by the master, eh? Frank Sinatra. So first of all, we had Moonlight in Vermont, and we've just listened to Frank singing A Foggy Day, written by the Gershwin brothers, but introduced, of course. How many times, if you listen to this show regularly, you'll hear me say, the man who introduced the most jazz standards was Fred Astaire. And in that particular case of A Foggy Day, yeah, Fred introduced that in the 1937 movie A Damsel in Distress. And Frank made that recording on his Capitol Records album, Songs for Young Lovers. Now, what I'm going to do now, I'm going to play you some tracks from movie soundtracks. You know, sometimes I sort of throw something in from sort of the left wing. Well, I'm going to do it here. And you will all know, I'm sure. You know the movie Singing in the Rain? Yeah, of course you do. You know, Debbie Reynolds and Gene Thingamajig and all them kind of people. And you might remember at the beginning of the movie, they sang a song called Good Morning. Good morning, good morning, we've talked the whole... Remember that one? Now, that was written by Herb Brown and Arthur Freed. But Debbie Reynolds did not sing the song. She mouthed the words, but the song was actually sung by a lady called Betty Noyes. Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor, of course, they did sing. So have a listen to this first track from movie soundtracks. And as I say, it's Good Morning. Betty Noyes dubbing for Debbie Reynolds, Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor. From the movie Singing in the Rain.
Good morning.
Good morning. We've talked the whole night through.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright.
Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight.
So good morning. Good morning. Sunbeam.
Good morning, good morning to you and you and you and you. Good morning, good morning. We've gabbed the whole night through. Good morning, good morning to you.
Nothing could be grander than to be in Louisiana
in the morning. In the morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning, good morning to you.
Might be just as zippy if we was in Mississippi.
When we left the movie show, the future wasn't bright. But came the dawn, the show goes on, and I don't want to say goodnight.
Don't say good morning!
Good morning!
Rainbows are shining through.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bonjour.
Monsieur.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Good morning.
Good morning.
good morning to you.
That's the first song from movie soundtracks. And, of course, it was from the movie Singing in the Rain. The song was called Good Morning. And Betty Noyes sang for Debbie Reynolds. But Gene Kelly and Donald O'Connor sang with it. Now, I don't know if you've seen – I've seen the movie. Oh, I don't know how many times I've seen the movie. And when Betty Noyes sang for Debbie Reynolds, if you listen to the voice, it sounded like Debbie Reynolds. So I think Betty Noyes, who was always used in cases where they thought that the actress couldn't sing properly, they used Betty Noyes. And she obviously studied Debbie Reynolds' voice, because she did sound remarkably like Debbie Reynolds. Okay, here's another one. This is from The South Pacific, which was a 1958 American musical film based on the 1949 Rodgers and Hammerstein musical South Pacific. The soundtrack of the album was released, soundtrack of the film, rather, was released by RCA Victor Records in 1958, and it was a massive success. It reached both number one in the USA and the UK. And in America, the album stayed at number one on the Billboard 200 for 7 months. Now, that's amazing to get a song or get an album that stayed in the top 200 for 7 months. Well, anyway, the song I've selected from the album is the one where Mitzi Gaynor sings as she's washing her hair with all the other nurses on the island, and she's singing, "I'm going to wash that man right out of my hair." Mitzi Gaynor.
Wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair and send him on his way. Get the picture? I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms. I'm gonna wave that man right out of my arms and send him on his way. Don't try to patch it up. Tear it up, tear it up. Wash him up. If the man don't understand you, if you fly on separate beams, waste no time, make a change, ride that man right off your range, rub him out of the roll call, and drum him out of your dreams. Oh-ho! If you laugh at different comics, if you root
no time, weep no more. Show him what the door is for.
Throw him out of the roll call and drum him out of your dreams. Oh, oh, oh,
I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent him on his way. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair. I went and washed that man right out of my hair and sent
Well, that was, as you may have heard me say before, Mitzi Gaynor from the soundtrack of the movie South Pacific, which was released in 1958. And, yeah, I just can't get over the fact that the album, which was released by RCA Victor, stayed at number one in the Billboard Top 200 in the USA for 7 months. My goodness, somebody made a lot of money out of that. But we had Mitzi Gaynor singing a very famous song now, I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. Now, if you're wondering where this music is coming from, let me tell you, it's coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. The name of the program is Easy Jazz with John Redman. I'm John Redman, and I'm bringing you that music, which comes from my own personal music collection. Let's go on and have another one from a soundtrack. And this one comes from the 1953 American musical film called Kiss Me, Kate. In that particular movie, there was a dancer come singer called Ann Miller. Now, she had the finest legs that I've ever seen, being a dancer, but she could actually warble a song when she had to. So, from the soundtrack of Kiss Me, Kate, please listen to Ann Miller singing a song written by Cole Porter, and that song is called It's Too Darn Hot.
Go, girl, go.
It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight.
Crazy, man!
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. But I ate up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. It's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. And pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight and pitch the woo with my baby tonight. But sister, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
According to the latest report, every average girl you know much prefers her lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Atom, for his button is not, 'cause it's too, too, too darn hot.
Darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Cool.
Yes. Oh, Ann Miller, the lady with the legs, sang It's Too Darn Hot, a Cole Porter song that comes from the 1953 American musical movie called Kiss Me, Kate. So, you see, I'd actually decided when I was putting the show together, I thought, I haven't really done much for movie soundtracks. And I selected those three because, you know, those three songs were all top recordings that were made. And, yeah, I'm glad I did it. Now, you people must remember that I do not stop for news, sport and weather at 11 o'clock. I just play music all the way through. So moving on, you know the tune, Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Well, that's a song written by Duke Ellington, with lyrics later added by Bob Russell. It started off as in 1940, as just an instrumental, when it was named, or got the title of Concerto for Cootie. And it was designed to highlight the playing of Ellington's lead trumpeter, Cootie Williams. But then, of course, Bob Russell added lyrics to it, and we finished up with the tune Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. I have that tune as recorded as an instrumental in 1979 by the BBC London Big Band. So here they are with Do Nothing Until You Hear From Me. BBC Big Band. Thank you. Yeah, I think in actual fact, the BBC Big Band made a great, great recording of Duke Ellington and Bob Russell's Do Nothing Till You Hear It From Me. Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. Get it right, John, for goodness sake. Yeah, that recording was made in 1979 for Decca Records, BBC Big Band. In actual fact, that was a 1979 recording. I've got another BBC Big Band track I'd like to play for you, and I'm just dialing it in at the moment. This one was made in 1982. It's the BBC Big Band again, and they're performing a tune which, if you're jazz fans, you know, At the Woodchopper's Ball. Now, that tune was written in 1939 by Joe Bishop and Woody Herman, and first recorded by the Woody Herman Big Band. Here it is, At the Woodchopper's Ball, and we're going to get it as recorded in 1982 by the BBC Big Band. Here we go, Woodchopper's Ball. Do Nothing Till You Hear From Me. And that recording was made by the BBC Big Band in... No, it wasn't. It was at the Woodchopper's Ball, John, for goodness... I don't know what's wrong with me today. I must be double-eyed or something. That was at the Woodchopper's Ball, a 1939 composition by Joey Bishop and Woody Herman, played and recorded in 1982 by the BBC Big Band. Got to get a grip of myself here, you know. I'm going to play a bassie, a track from a bassie album now. Well, in actual fact, the album's called Count Basie Swings and Joe Williams Sings. And it was recorded in 1955 and released on the Clef label. It's a brilliant album. It really is. And the American Music Press gave it a 5-star rating, and I'm not surprised that they did. I'm going to play you what is probably the best known track from the album. A song, it's a blues song called Every Day I Have the Blues. Now, it's been performed in a variety of styles. An early version of the song was made by a guy called Pinetop Sparks and his brother Milton. And it is thought, but not proven, that Pinetop Sparks actually wrote this song. Well, we're going to hear it in a blues swing style. And, of course, the man who's going to sing it is the great Joe Williams, backed by the Count Basie Orchestra. And 1955, the album's called Count Basie Swings and Joe Williams Sings. So here's Basie and Joe Williams with Every Day I Have the Blues.
Down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worth
Some voice control there, weren't there? Mr. Joe Williams going, ooh. So, did you enjoy that? Count Basie swings, Joe Williams sings. 1955 Clef Records label. Obviously, Count Basie, Bo Basie doing the swing. And Joe Williams doing the singing. Every Day I Have the Blues. And that recording by Joe is probably the best recording of Every Day I Have the Blues than any other recording that was ever made. Right, my friends, it's that time. It's just a little past 11 a.m. Let me tell you a little bit more about Radio Hawke's Bay. We've been going now for 31 years, coming up for 32. Originally, we were called Radio Kidnappers, but about 3 or 4 years ago, we changed and rebranded and became Radio Hawke's Bay. We moved location, and now we're in a studio in the centre of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay here in New Zealand. And we have 3 recording studios. The station broadcasts 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We never stop. We've got the 2 radio frequencies for local people, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. And we've got this live stream that actually goes all the way around the world. So it doesn't matter where you live. If you've got a smart device and you've got a search engine that you can use, like Google or Chrome or whatever, you can pick us up. Now, if you take your smart device, whether it's a cell phone, whether it's an iPad, a tablet, a laptop, or a desktop, find that search station and type in www.radiokidnappers.org.nz and click, and up comes our website, our homepage. Now, everything you need to know about this radio station is on that page. If you look at top left, you'll see it says live. If you click on live, on the statement live, you'll hear whatever is being broadcast by Radio Hawke's Bay at the time you clicked on. You'll find information like what are our programs? You'll find them. Who are the broadcasters? You'll find them. You can see what's on at what time every day of the week. We have this magic thing where, if you know what a podcast is, well, we run podcasts as well. If you've got a favorite program, and you missed 1 week of whatever the program was, you can actually go to that website page and you can follow the podcast, and you can actually find the week that you missed, and you can click on it and you can hear it. Quite clever, isn't it? Eh? And that's basically what it's all about. Now, I've got to tell you that we are not a music station. Yes, we have every genre of music you can think of, but we have many more programs that are not music programs. Jazz-wise, there's this program, Easy Jazz with John Ridman, and on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 5, my friend Ian Hunt, he has his program called Two for Jazz. As I say, every genre of music you can think of is there, but we have these other programs. And you can look at our schedule and you can see what the programs are. They're very, very varied. And every program will be of interest to some people somewhere in the world. I can tell you that. We put out about 90 shows a week. We got about 90 broadcasters. But some broadcasters do get to the end of what they can do. And it leaves us a gap. So if you fancy yourself as a broadcaster and you've got something other than music that you could bring to this radio station, I'm going to give you a phone number that you can ring. So make sure you've got something to write with, something to write on, okay, even if it's the back of your hand. So this is the number you phone. 06-8-7-8-8-7-1-0. I'll say it again. 06-8-7-8-8-7-1-0. Ring that number. Talk to one of the permanent staff. These are the guys who keep everything running and keep us broadcasters, you know, on track and up to date, and say, I have a great idea. My club has a great idea. My friends and I have a great idea that you might be interested in for your radio station. We have enough music stations, actually, at the moment. So bring your idea to us. And then you can come in and you can talk to the dream team here, the permanent staff, and you can say, this is our idea. And who knows, you could be the next broadcaster on Radio Hawke's Bay. Full training will be given. You don't have to do a live program. I do a live program because I just prefer to be live. You can come in and record your program. If you live in Napier, we do have a pop-up studio there, and you can record your program in Napier. So remember that number, 06-878-8710. Back to the music. Jack Sharp was born 1930, died in 1995. He was an English jazz saxophonist and band leader. Mainly, he was active only in the London jazz scene. But I've got a recording he did in 1991, and it comes from an album that was called Roaring. Roaring like lions, roaring. That was done with his big band, and you're going to hear Jack Sharp with his big band play for us a tune written by their drummer, Alan Ganley, and that tune is called Wait and See, the Jack Sharp Big Band. We'll be right back. Yeah, nice tune, that wasn't it? Tune was called Wait and See, and it was written by the drummer Alan Ganley, and Jack Sharp and his big band recorded that particular track you've just heard for his 1991 album called Roaring. Now, Ain't Misbehavin' is a 1929, well, I guess you could call it stride jazz. Early swing. Andy Rassaf wrote the lyrics to music written by Fats Waller and Harry Brooks. And they did that for a musical comedy play that actually was on Broadway, and that was called Connie's Hot Chocolates. Now, I've actually got a recording of Fats Waller and his band performing the song and recording it in 1943. Now, it's from the soundtrack of a film called Stormy Weather. On this recording, you will hear that Fats Waller does the vocals and he's also the man playing the piano. So, Fats Waller and his band with Ain't Misbehaving. From the soundtrack of a movie called Connie's Hot Chocolates, you've heard Fats Waller and his band performing the song Ain't Misbehaving, written in 1929. He had a distinctive voice, didn't he, Fats Waller? Now, I might as well remind you that the 17th to the 19th of July, the Winter Art Deco weekend is on here in Napier. You can go online and type in Winter Deco Weekend, and you'll get all the information you need of what's on, where, etc., etc. It's only on for the weekend. It's not like the one that we have in February that goes on for a whole week. But, yeah, have a look. Remember, it's on. Always gathers quite a lot of visitors, not just from around the country but from overseas as well. I'm going to play a couple of Latin jazz numbers now. And up first, I've got a live recording made in Mexico in 1967 by Dave Brubeck on piano, Paul Desmond on alto sax, Gene Wright on bass, Joe Morello on drums, and Rabito Agueros on congas. The name of the tune is called It's Poinciana. And Poinciana is also known as the song of the tree, because a poinciana is a tree. The song was composed in 1936 by a guy called Nat Simon, and the English lyrics were put on by Buddy Berdier. But you're not going to hear it as a vocal. You're going to hear Poinciana as an instrumental with Dave Brubeck on piano and the rest of his group. Here you go. Poinciana. Thank you. Well, the audience, obviously, there was a big audience, and they certainly loved that particular recording by Dave Brubeck, his quintet, plus a conga player in 1967. Yeah, Paul Desmond is one of my favourite alto players, but they're all great musicians. The tune, of course, was called Poinciana, or Poinciana, Song of the Tree, composed in 1936. And as you've just listened to it, I think that was a great recording of Poinciana. One of the best, I think, in actual fact. I can't say too much more about it. I think it was just a brilliant recording. In 2015, I was in a little seaside town in Suffolk, in England, a town called Felixstowe, walking up through the main sort of shopping area. It was a sort of semi-pedestrianised area. And as I walked, I could hear an alto sax. And to me, I thought, my God, that sounds just like Paul Desmond. So I walked on and I saw this figure, at least 6 foot, if not more, dressed in motorcycle leathers, a little dog sitting at its feet. And I listened to this person play the alto sax and I thought, gee, they're very good. So when they stopped for a break, I walked across and introduced myself and found that the sax player was a lady. And anyway, talking to this lady, she told me about jazz was happening in a different town at a hotel called the Crown Hotel, and said, you know, why don't you come this weekend? So my wife Jean and I went, and listening to the band that was on, and cut a long story short, I was sort of pushed into having to sing with this band, and it went down very well. And thereafter, I did quite a few gigs at the Crown Hotel in Woodbridge in Suffolk, all because I'd met this tall lady playing a saxophone like Paul Desmond. Just a little story there anyway. You're listening to this live program of Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. Now, on the 30th of June, 1962, the baritone saxophonist Jerry Mulligan got together in New York with Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Dave Bailey on drums, and Alec Dorsey on the congas. And they recorded a tune that was written by the piano player and composer and band leader Billy Taylor. And the tune was called Capricious. Now, it's a little bit like a calypso, but I thought, yeah, John, put this in your show, because having done Poinciana, done in a Latin way by Dave Brubeck, play the Jerry Mulligan group with this track called Capricious. So listen to it yourself, and you'll hear it's Latin, but it's a little sort of bit of calypso as well. Jerry Mulligan and his group with Capricious from 1962. See what I mean? Pretty good, right? Thank you. Yeah, that was a recording made in June 1962 in New York. Jerry Mulligan on the baritone sax, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Ben Tucker bass, Dave Bailey drums, Alec Dorsey on congas. And they performed for us a tune written by the pianist Billy Taylor called Capricious. Did sound a little bit like a calypso, didn't it? Did you think so? I thought it was a great tune. Yeah, great toe tapper, but a little bit of calypso in there, I thought. Yeah, very nice, though. Tommy Flanagan, of course, was Ella Fitzgerald's pianist for many, 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 many years. I Hear Rhapsody was composed by three people, George Fragos, Jack Baker, and Dick Gaspar, and they wrote it in 1940. But in 1941, It was a top hit for three different artists: Charlie Barnett, Jimmy Dorsey, and Dinah Shore. And I have got Dinah Shore's 1941 version of I Hear a Rhapsody for you to listen to. And Dinah Shore recorded this for Bluebird Records, and the backing came from the Leonard Joy Orchestra. And as I said, it was a hit, not just for Dinah, but also Jimmy Dorsey and Charlie Barnett too. But here is Dinah Shore with I Hear a Rhapsody.
So blue when you're away. My heart longs for you, so won't you stay? My darling, hold me tight and whisper to me, then soft through the starry night I'll hear a rhapsody.
Dinah Shore was the singer. The recording was made in 1951 for Bluebird Records, and the song was called I Hear a Rhapsody. So popular, as I say, that three different people had hits with it. Sorry about that. Just had a bit of a cough. Right, we're heading towards, well, we've got another quarter of an hour yet before we actually finish. Oh, I've got to tell you, back in February this year, I was doing a gig with Stephen Miller at the Havelock North Function Centre. And there were two stages. The grand piano was on upper stage, and I was on a lower stage. And we got through most of the repertoire. And at one stage, I decided to walk across to talk to Steve, who was above me. And I turned and took one step, and I fell into a space that was between the two stages. I wasn't hurt, and I, you know, we did finish the show. Not long after that, I was invited to do a gig at Somerset in the Bay, but I got hit by a really bad chest infection, and I had to cancel it, and others. Last week, Stephen Miller, David Day, and I, we did two gigs. They were private gigs, not open to the general public. And they were the first gigs that I'd done since February, when I took a fall through between, in the space between two stages. And you might like to know that I've got to confirm this afternoon, but we may be performing at Round the Piano at the Havelock North Function Centre in August. But I've got to confirm that yet, and I don't know which date it's going to be. Carry on, John. When I Fall in Love is the seventh studio album by the American trumpeter Chris Botti. It was released by Columbia Records in 2004, and it peaked at number one on the Billboard Top Jazz Albums chart. I'm going to play a track from the album where Chris Botti plays trumpet, backed by the London Sessions Orchestra. And they've got a really nice arrangement of a song written by Harold Arlen and Johnny Mercer for a movie musical called The Sky's the Limit in 1943. And this song was first performed by Fred Astaire, of course, in a movie. Now, Harold Arlen, who wrote the music, described this song as a tapeworm. And that was the trade slang for any song that went over the conventional 32-bar length. So most songs lasted for 32 bars. However, when Harold Arlen wrote this song, it was over 58 bars. And that's why it was called a tapeworm, because of the length. And it also changes key. When it was presented to Johnny Mercer, though, he had no problem at all writing the lyrics. Guess what that song's called? I'll tell you anyway. One for My Baby and One More for the Road. That's the name of the tune. That's the tapeworm, 58 bars long with a changing key. As I say, listen to it. Chris Botti made it work, as well as Johnny Mercer. So here he is, Chris Botti, backed by the London Sessions Orchestra, 2004, with One for My Baby and One More for the Road. Whoa, we'll get there. We will get there. We're off. Are we? Yes, we are.
Thank you.
I told you that was a nice arrangement, didn't I? And it was a nice arrangement. Chris Botti on the trumpet, backed by the London Sessions Orchestra. And the track, One for My Baby and One More for the Road. And it came from Chris Botti's seventh studio album called When I Fall in Love. And that was released by Columbia Records. Nice, eh? Very nice. Okay, now, I've got to say my goodbyes now because I want to get some of this the last track in before I put the show to bed. It's cold out there in the mornings and the evenings. In Napier this morning, when I got up, it was 1 degree. I don't know what it was over here in Hastings, but that was pretty cold. And although the days have been quite nice, sort of from about 10 o'clock onwards, some nice sunny days until about 4 o'clock, and then it starts to get cool again. So for goodness sake, please watch out when you're driving because the low sun can be a recipe for disaster. So if you find that when you're driving, you've got the sun in your eyes, put your, put the little thing down. What do you call it? The thing above that comes down over the screen just to blot the sun out. So be careful. But be careful anyway, whatever you do. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show of Easy Jazz with me, John Ridman. If you like it, tell people about it. If you don't like it, tell people about it. But tell somebody about it. It's pointless carrying on if nobody listens and nobody wants to make a comment. Oh, David Cook, by the way, if you're listening, I'll be phoning you now that things are back on track. But anyway, thank you for listening, guys. Be careful out there. Remember to love the ones that you love because they'll love you back so much more. Anyway, coming up now for a little bit of, this tune, It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing, written in 1931 by Duke Ellington and Bubba Miley. Now, if you mix that with a recording featuring the master of the vibraphone, Lionel Hampton, you really get something special. Here's a bit of the 1991 remastered version of a 1975 recording. Lionel sings the opening bars, and then he punctuates all the way through with his usual yeah, ooh, ah comments. Here's a little bit of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing by Lionel Hampton. God bless you. See you next week. Hey? John Redman switching off and allowing you to listen to a little bit of Lionel Hampton. Here we go.
It don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing, baby. It don't mean a thing. All you got to do is swing. Woo-hoo! Make that rhythm sweet and hot. Give that music everything you've got, baby. Cause it don't mean a thing if you ain't got that swing. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.